the mission. We have come to a point we have long sought to avoid. Our simple farmer, with only a sixth grade formal education, must now be revealed as a carefully selected and uniquely trained student of religious philosophy, and trained through actual experience by those who say they are responsible for the origin of the various world belief systems, extraterrestrials who say that their ancestors introduced and fostered these belief systems to establish and maintain control over primitive and uninformed Earth humanity. Ooh, that's a heavy statement. This man was, according to the extraterrestrials themselves, selected before birth and was guided in his early development and educated by them in their own way, and was led on a personal guided tour for 12 years through all the great religions and many others, learning them from the inside out by becoming an active participant in each in turn. His extensive special training possibly qualifies him, as well as anyone, to criticize, at least more so than any student of only one, two, or four of these major religions. Not biased by any theological methodology or by training or profession, he was uniquely able to study them without beclouding commitment and was shown their failings and where the different beliefs came from and why, in order to evaluate his own satisfaction. He was then reduced to a state of non-dependency on any belief system for his own survival and forced to live by his own wits and strength alone to show him where his help really came from. He was reduced to a state of having nothing and nothing to lose, and was thus given the tool with which to start his mission in the form of the UFO contacts and some evidence difficult, if not impossible, to refute, but not overwhelmingly persuasive to the point of removing freedom of choice for each individual person. There are facts and there are plans, in this case, forcing each to discriminate for himself every step of the way, thereby achieving the desired objective of his mission itself, that of freeing man from the bondage of dogma and urging him to know what he believes and why. He seeks to persuade Earthman to take a new look at his belief system and know why he chooses to believe a certain way, and to seek alternatives if he does not like what he sees. This is the thrust of evolution itself, which is the sum of all the individual paths through growth, knowledge, and acceptance of and by each individual in his personal and separate universe. This mission has been frequently mentioned and is often referred to in the dialogues. Meyer knows what it is and has been very thoroughly briefed on it, but is not allowed to divulge it completely to any other Earth humans. We see its highly polarizing effects because it arouses emotional responses both ways. Some see it as a final revelation of the long beclouded truths of secular beliefs, which really are binding to its adherents, threatening to transgressors, and punitive to disbelievers. They see the ideas advocated here as the first step in releasing them from the fundamentalist dogmas that require belief on faith alone and discourage legitimate questioning on the whys and the wherefores of the belief. Others see it as the very work of the threatened Antichrist to tempt believers away from the security of their religions, no matter how demanding they are. Those are often held in fear of the consequences of their not toeing the mark. Those are rabid in their efforts to destroy any free thinking in this respect, and they are a danger to themselves and to others, as we have personally seen in examining this case. From what we have discovered and the extensive investigations we have carried out, we deduce at least the following important elements of the mission. 1. To break the bondage over Earth humans by the self-proclaimed gods and sons of gods, the Pleiadian IHWHs, in all mythologies and religions of the last some 70,000 years of our ancient past. Our contactee is told that he was once one of them then. 2. To expose politics as an overgrowth of early religions, and to show that it should be recognized for the tool of enslavement that it really is. Amen. He is to expose this wherever possible. This, of course, now, in addition to anti-religionist, makes him, too, an anti-capitalist, anti-communist, anti-socialist, anti-fascist, and anti-political. No lack of enemies, indeed. I think they just told us how he's going to die. He's going to be murdered. No lack of enemies. 3, to show religions as the father of politics and fundamentalism as the greater tool of enslavement by the ancient visitors to this planet. To show religions as the institution for preserving this enslavement, primarily through fear, ignorance, and intimidation. All strong motive forces, indeed. Those are to be exposed for what they are. 4, to proclaim the creation, impersonal and infinite, as the true source of all life and being, with which we are all in most intimate contact every moment of existence, and which is the sun of all its infinite parts. It is all, and all is it. With the benefit of hindsight, it is now possible to see more clearly what Meyer's mission was supposed to be. It, like several other contacts by various human ETs from the Pleiades star group, was characterized by references to our common heritage with them. References to our and their ancient history, and references to the evolution of Earth's religions and politics, outgrowths of the same intent. It appears that these several contacts, in different places around the world, began their most recent phase in the mid-70s, with rapidly developing contact events and trips aboard the extraterrestrial spacecraft by the Earth contactees. Those contacts went on for years, and each involved scores of witnesses and hundreds of pages of notes and dialogue in each, and each mutually unknown to each other. This is strong testimony for origin outside of either of the known groups involved. The basic message was that it is time for the Earthman to change, to break his bondage to his religious and political institutions and dogma, and the ever-proliferating creation of more and more laws, all of which serve to further hold him in even greater slavery than he has ever known. Amen! He has imprisoned himself in his institutionalized fears of confinement, death, everlasting hell, and his own fellow man. And in this fear he has the wealth and beauty of his world, deliberately planning his own suicide and the destruction of his entire world. The message is, we don't have to do this. It is all our own choice. We can change it anytime we want. And nobody is ever coming from anywhere to relieve us of this responsibility. Amen. Amen. A most enlightening message indeed. Then, in the beginning of the 80s, another self-professed entity from the Pleiades came to attention in Washington State, dictating the most profound and moving messages to crowds of hundreds of people. This one also described our ancient and biblical histories and proclaimed Earthman's relationship to all. The message here is for Earthman to wake up and see what he is doing to himself, to be aware that he, and only he, can change his destiny, and that he can do it overnight. Tell 10 folks, if everybody does it, in 10 days we got 10 billion people who know the truth. It's pretty simple. On page 90 of Voyage to the New World, this communicator is quoted as saying, "You have brothers, entity, in your Pleiades, a most divine constellation. You are a divine creature. Your knowingness was absolute when you were a babe. It has been limited to the point of struggling to survive in this life without the virtue of knowingness. He simply advocates knowing what we have forgotten. This is not a welcome message to world fundamentalists and bureaucratic systems, which exist to bind and control the masses of people for the benefits of those few controllers. Amen! The danger is that the masses realize the truth of the message and refuse to accept the bondage any longer, and find that they are really free after all. When did he write this book? My God, this is good. We have now served our purpose in this plan, for which we also, in a way, were selected, and me too, and you too. The other side of the coin is the wave of religious fundamentalism sweeping the lands. It is paradoxical that the religious fundamentalists, each preaching peace and brotherhood, and each blessing their great armies marching off to kill in the name of their God, are the ones destined, now as always, to bring great bloodshed upon this world, and even its ultimate destruction. Not if we can get the truth out, and that is our mission. Salvation is not in unison, but in the unity of each individual doing what he knows is right from within. Amen. One should not attempt to understand this mission without at least reviewing some of the religious philosophy with another bias, such as, I and the Father are one, the Edenite Society, the Books of Enoch, OHASPI, John B. Newbro, Amherst Press. My God, this is the last card. Many hours of reading. Pre-Adamite Man, P.B. Randolph. The Bible Revisited, Roland Smythe. Isis Unveiled, H.P. Blavatsky. Is that that lady that makes predictions? Russian? Rosicrucian Cosmo Conception, Max Heindel. Voyage to the New World, Ramtha, Masterworks. Ramtha, Sovereignty. Ramtha, Select Teachings, Volume 1, Sovereignty. Martinus, Cosmology, Copenhagen, Denmark. And there are a great many other references of a similar nature, all available in most public libraries. That is the end of Chapter 3. Proceed now to Chapter 4.